Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Okay, 3 o'clock. So I have an Aiden Hutchinson update. And inadvertently, Rico shared an opinion before, and I think it's worth doing this right now. So Aiden is fully cleared now for football activities, which is great. But Ian Rappaport kind of gives us a window into something more. And it goes right towards what Rico was saying. Let me read the quote to you. It does seem like while there's been some talks and discussions, it seems like the Lions' move to pay him was waiting until he got fully cleared. Now that he is, they can really kickstart the conversations, really have those discussions about making him one of the highest paid edge rushers in the NFL. First of all, and that's Ian Rappaport. I want to tell you, I would be, no hyperbole, I'd be shocked if you come to a deal with Aiden and he's not one of the highest. No. He's going to be the highest paid. I would be stunned if they signed him, Rico. And he was simply, well, he's in between Crosby and
No.
If I rep Aiden, I want Myles Garrett's deal. What you want to sign Aiden? It starts with a 4. So the question, though, and this is where it's really in your wheelhouse, about when you sign him. If you sign him now, you might save money. Now, let's take it easy. This is going to be the better part of a $170 to $200 million deal. If you wait, he proves it. He has a great year. All other DNs are going to get their contracts. You're going to end up costing yourself more. So I know you have a big opinion on it. This is all you. Because, like, for me, I think you just have to sign him. It's not a ligament thing. It's not a neck issue. He didn't have a Dante Culpepper knee injury. I got to trust the doctors and go, all right, but you disagree.
Yeah, I truly disagree. I mean, I need to see what Aiden Hutchinson's going to look like coming off of this injury. This wasn't like he pulled a hamstring. Like, he snapped his leg. I need to see that he is all the way back and not 80% back, because if I'm going to make this man the highest paid edge rusher, I need to know I got a dog and that his body can hold up. I'm going to take the chance. If I'm the Lions, I'm going to gamble, and I may lose, but under no way, if I'm the Lions, would I sign him right now, because I don't know how he's going to bounce back from this injury. It was pretty bad. His leg turned into a limp noodle. And now, yeah, he's running. He's doing all of these drills. I got to be confident before I give him Myles Garrett money, before I give him that Max Crosby, put him up there with Nick Bosa. I need to know that not only can he handle this, he's going to be here for a while. It won't be a reoccurring thing. I need to see a little bit more. I would wait a year, and if he produces, he goes out there and gives me 18, 20 sacks, Aiden, I'll pay the tax. I should have paid you off last year. I'll pay the difference this year. I'll make you the highest. I can't make him the highest paid person right now. I just can't.
I mean, David, you're looking at me. I'm not going to convince him otherwise, nor am I going to try.
I also agree with him. I do agree with him. I would also wait. I get trust in the doctors and all of that, but I would wait. I just want to make sure. I just want to be 100% that you're going to come out here and still be at the level that I need you to be at.
You realize Brad Holmes isn't going to do that, right?
I know that. You're exactly right.
I just want to make sure we're all living on the same planet.
So you think he's going to get $41
million? Yeah, why not? Five at 200? Why not? I mean, I just don't see a scenario. He's the poster child of the franchise. I'd be stunned. I mean, look, you guys aren't wrong in what you're saying.
And you're That's not why. Wrong in what you're saying no, because no, no, I yeah. know exactly. You're right. They signed people way too early, David Montgomery. And it's like, well, you know, you could have waited. Yeah, I know, but.
Yeah. But I want to hear from the fans, I guess. What do you want to do with Aiden? Do you just run to the altar? Ian Rappaport says you can now really start talks because the Lions didn't want to do it until he was fully cleared. Okay. So what do you do? I don't think David Enrico should be vilified for saying, I want to wait. And if it's going to cost me more later, fine. I want to see it to believe it. I probably lean, and maybe I'm letting what I think is going to happen affect what I want to happen. But, yeah, I just probably think you pay him before the season. Otherwise, why the hell did you leave $40 million in cap space just hanging in the breeze? $42.3 million in cap space for a team that allegedly is going for a Super Bowl. Hell, you better do something with it. What are you going to do? Cash it in for some fun bucks? So I wanted to know. I mean, people, if I said to you right now, like, hey, next week the Lions made Aiden the highest paid defensive player in the history of the sport. Are you good with that? Because that's the contract I think you're talking about. If somehow, some way they signed him to something substantially less, that's a standing ovation.
Now, right. Now, if they all of a sudden signed him, and let's just say he makes $34 million a year on average, okay, I would do that deal tomorrow, but I can't make you the highest paid guy coming off of that injury. I need to see a little bit more. It's like trying to lock up a pitcher after coming off of Tommy John surgery. I need to see how you're going to be, you know, post-surgery. I don't know. If I'm the Lions, look, the cap's not real. Wait a year. It ain't like he's going anywhere. He's still under contract. And then if he's all that, go ahead and put him up in that $40 million a year range. I'm cool. But you got to show me you are back. 248-539-9797. Would you be shocked? Would you want to see the Lions go ahead and lock him up now? Or if you're like me, I need to see a little bit more. It's not anti-Aiden. I just need to see him fully recover. If I'm going to pay you to be the best, I need to see the best. I need to see, wow. Because, I mean, I don't know. Outside the city of Detroit, are we really, when you talk about the top edge rushers, is his name one of the first names that comes out of people's mouth?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've heard, you know, you hear the Garretts and you hear the Crosbys, you hear the Boses. I need to see him go out there and show I'm just as good as them. Consistently.
I do think his name is talked about in NFL circles, but I understand Mike's side of this as well, because I do believe that he will get it, because there was a reason why Aiden said what he said. Well, Brad Holmes has been saying all off season money. About there's not enough money out there, all this, and because he knew, I believe, feels like, sounds like, seems like he was going to sign his guy now. And he couldn't do both in the same offseason. So, yeah, I think it's going to happen, but I don't know about that.
And, yeah, and this is one of those cases. I think both things will be true. I wouldn't do it, but they will. Mike's probably correct that they're working on a deal, and I wouldn't be shocked coming back from the holiday that the Lions locked him up. And you say, you know, five-year, $200 million deal, an extension. It's just not me. I wouldn't do it.
248-539-9797. And again, do I, you know, please leave the Super Bowl stuff out there too. He was never playing in the Super Bowl.
Well, you never knew.
Yeah, that answer was ridiculous, but he likes the attention. So just call it what it is. But separate that. Would he play in a game today if there was a game? No, I don't believe that to be the case. I'm just banking on You're playing against market factors. I think you two are speaking from a very idealistic standpoint. I don't disagree. But knowing what we know about this organization, I wouldn't be surprised if they signed him while he was on the operating table.
And that's why I said, Mike, both things can be true. I think you're probably going to be more right than I am, where they're going to go ahead and say, you know what? You're our guy. We believe in you, and we sign our own.
Yeah.
Here's $40 million. You're right up there with Myles Garrett. I would just wait a year. And that's it, folks. I'm not saying you wait to the end. I need to just see him come back. Show me that he's ready to hit the ground running and that he can still go out there and get me 18 to 20 sacks, because that's what you're paying him that much money.
Yeah.
That's the type of productivity I'm looking for.
248-539-9797. We will get with the people. We'll get some ticket texts as well. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we get straight to the people. Ian Rappaport says, now it's game on. Aiden is cleared for football activities, and apparently that was going to be a hurdle to where the Lions didn't want to really ratchet talks up. Now they can. The question is for you as a fan, right now, if I told you it took 5 at 200 to sign him, do you do it? I mean, Myles Garrett, I mean, look, unless Hutch somehow is like, hey, I just love it here and I'm willing to take substantially less. I don't see that. That's the gold standard now for edge rushers. And David and Rico are absolutely right in saying, hey, you know, his leg was dangling off his body. Just want to see what you look like when you come back. That's idealistic. Realistic is if you wait, it could cost you more. Could cost you less. I can't speak to whether there'd be an alienation of the player. Where's my money? I can't speak to that. I haven't heard any of that. But go back to it. I'll never forget the comment he made when he was asked about Myles Garrett. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like, seems like, sounds like, hey, that's my money. I don't know, man. I know I'd probably just have to pay the guy. But I totally get if you don't. So let's go to the people, see what everybody's got to say. And we'll go to a different Rico, 97.1. Rico, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Hope all is well. Doing all right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. How are you?
Not too bad. So I think with Hutch, I think there's certain players in the NFL that can withstand a major injury and some that can't. So the thing with Aiden is it was a clean break, right? So it wasn't all completely mangled, but I don't think anything can get in that dude's way. I mean, I think you could break both his legs and he'd come back and he's just going to come back angry, and he's going to come back and he's going to be still an absolute menace on the defensive line. I think you pay him now so you can do it for cheaper, because I truly believe this dude is going to leave a bigger, longer legacy than a Myles Garrett or Max Crosby. I think he's going to clear those guys. I think he's the best defensive player there is in the NFL. But
you're saying that, you know, you're not really caring that the leg got snapped. You're just saying this guy has all that and pay him the money.
No, absolutely. Like, my confidence for this guy is through the roof. His motor and his motivation, and like, I know for a fact he's just itching to get on that field again, and I think he's going to be better.
I mean, listen, I hope you're right.
Yeah.
So part of it is, look, Rico, we see guys come back from all types of injuries. Maybe I put too much faith in the doctors and I go, look, I just paid a guy right now. Because I think right. If you wait, it could create a – I mean, at the end of the day, what the hell's $2-3 million a year? But, man, when you're already talking about making somebody the highest paid player on earth, I probably just got to cut my losses and go, all right, I got to pay the guy. I don't know.
Yeah, because either way, I feel like it's inevitable. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So why not just do it now?
And Rico, my thing is, show me that the leg is completely healed, there's no lingering effects, and you'll get your money. I just need to see it, because that's a major investment.
He just needs to play the first game of the season and then have him get a sack, and we'll be like, okay, give him his money.
I mean, look, they extended Montgomery in October. Yeah. It's not this thing that I, it's not like there's not.
Right, so, yeah, maybe they go four games and be like, yep, you know what, he's back. Go ahead, cut the check.
That's what I would expect, is the mid-season contract.
See, you know what's funny? I mean, Rico, look, it's kind of who they are. Oh, I expect them to, like, start training camp, you know, with fireworks and sparklers and Aiden's contract. This organization loves taking their victory laps. That is very evident. So, yeah, I guess I'm halfway just expecting a parade on the day they open up Rotunda Drive this summer.
No, I'm with you. I just need to wait and see. And maybe that's the compromise. Maybe the Lions wait till I was about to say, if they got an early bye week and do it in the bye week. But no, they, you know, after the fourth game, if he is already at 6 sacks, yeah, he's on pace to be that guy. Let's just go ahead and pay him the money. I just need to know that there's no long-term effect, that he can come out there and give you 100% of what he was. Because I'm not paying an 80% Aiden, you know, top dollar.
No, look, if this was an Achilles or something, I would absolutely go to your side of things. I'm not minimizing a broken leg, but I mean, in the world of football injuries, I don't know. Is that the worst thing in the world?
But he broke both bones.
That's
what I'm saying. It's me.
Did you see him running? He was going to play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay.
If people believe that, I've got oceanfront property in Nebraska to sell them. Let's go to Frank. 97.1. Frankie, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good,
hey.
Frank. What's up?
Not much. Hey, I wanted to comment on the Aiden Hutchinson contract. And, you know, I'm kind of with both of you guys where, like, I'd want to save the money with Mike's end. But with Rico, it's like, yeah, like, Aiden has only had half of an elite season. The other seasons weren't, I'd say, elite. And then if you want to pay him more than Garrett, it's like, geez, come on. You know?
And
like,
I just want to – look, I want to be very fair, too. Frank, I'm just saying if I rep the guy, that's what I'd be after. I can't prove that's what he's after.
Mm-hmm. If we paid him less than Garrett, go for it. But, man, it's like – do you guys agree? Like, he only looked elite for last season, not the ones before? I don't know. I don't want to pay a guy in projections. I feel like the resume has to matter as a pro.
Yeah, and Frank, here's the other thing, is he got the 9.5 sacks, but you look at the talent that he went up against was backups and third stringers. It wasn't like he was doing it against top left and right tackles. That's why coming off the broken leg and just the circumstances. Show me you can do it, and I'll pay you. But I can't give you Myles Garrett money. I know what Myles Garrett is. I wouldn't hesitate to pay that man that money. If you have to hesitate, to me, that means you probably should hold off. Something's telling you not to do it. That's just me.
No, I agree. Yeah. But I get it. It's like he's not replaceable. So it's like we have to pay him. That's another
thing. No, but you know here's the other thing, Frank, and I think this is what irks me, is we get browbeaten by Brad Holmes and a certain segment of the fan base because we've wanted more support for the pass rush because Aiden's coming off a broken leg. And think about this. We're having a conversation where a couple of people, a lot of ticket techs coming in, Rico, David, are saying, you know, take a beat. We can wait. Let's make sure he's okay. On the flip side, let's do nothing in the event that he's not totally okay to add a pass rusher.
Right. They went all in.
And yet you get made fun of.
Yeah, right.
That's the part I don't get, Frankie. I'm mystified by it.
I really am too. But Mike, that's why I said, I think you're probably correct. They've made no moves. You had Brad Holmes come out here and say, we already got Aiden. Why do we need anybody else? He'll get every bit of top dollar. If he doesn't get Myles Garrett money, Mike, he'll be at 37, 38. But I think they are going to pay him. And it'll probably be right at the start of training camp. Hey, look what we're doing. Let's get all the reporters out here. That's just not me. To me, that's bad business. But then again, I probably wouldn't have signed Dave Montgomery either.
Go to Maurice, 97.1. Mo, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, fella?
How are you?
Hey, good. Okay, so I'm a Detroit guy, Rico. I don't know if you remember me. I used to fix your phone at Apple years ago. But I played for Detroit Red for high school, and I broke my tibia and my fibula at 15 years old. Okay, hear me out. The following year, I think it was a good thing for me. It was painful. My leg, I literally was holding my calf and my leg right below my knee. So it was a limp noodle, basically. The following year, maybe about 13 months later, I was squatting 375 pounds. I was faster, bigger, stronger. No issues. I hit the ground. I ended up picking up cycling and basketball even after the break. So I was a better player. It just took time for me to mentally heal. But doctors cleared me after 9 months. So I'm saying this to say, this is why I would hire Mike as my GM, and Rico and David would be like my coaches or coordinators. Because a guy like Aiden doesn't come around. If you look in college, there's not an Aiden in college. Also, how do you pay Gibbs in a year? You got to pay Aiden now, because your centerpieces are Sewell, St. Brown, Hutchinson's the face, and you keep Gibbs. You got a $15 million running back on your roster. So that's why you give DeMont a three-year deal, not a five-year deal. You have to sign Aiden right now.
Mo, I got to tell you, I'm prepared to. I'm gonna get crushed when we do those shows. I'm not paying Gibbs.
Well, no,
there's my answer. I'm not paying him.
And Maurice, I would say
the best offensive player and the best defensive player on the same team.
But my point is, if I've paid Aiden and I've paid Sewell and I paid my quarterback and I've paid all my guys, right? I paid Kirby. I'm probably paying Branch, Laporta, Mo. Yep. I can't have a $20 million running back.
Well, Mo, let me say this: going back to your injury, and I'm glad you came back fully, better than ever. But you were younger than where Aiden is right now. You were still developing. Your bones were still, you were still developing your bones. Like, it's a little bit of a difference. He's a little bit older than where you were when you broke yours and snapped your leg.
But I was 16. I think we talked about this, too, when you told me that. I was 16. He's, 24, 23? Is that big of a difference, Rico?
It is. In growing, yes.
And he's a better athlete than me. He's a far better athlete than me.
I understand.
I just think you signed your guy now, Rico.
Okay. And Maurice, like I said, they probably will. You will be right. Mike will be right.
I don't care to be right. This is not a hill I'm dying on.
No, it's not. But I'm saying, okay, you'll be correct in saying that Brad is going to do it. I wouldn't. I need to see him go out there. I need to see him do something. I need to see him go up against top talent. And guess what? Lo and behold, your first six games going to be against top talent.
See,
you go out there And in your first six games, you walk away and you're sitting there at 6 to 8 sacks. Okay, you are him and you get your money.
People don't realize. And it's like you say it and the people get mad. And it's like, I'm not poking fun. I'm just dealing in reality. Like, you played Seattle, they were down their top two tackles. You played Tampa, they were on a third string right tackle. A couple of his sacks came against one-on-one blocks where it was like Cameron Brate against him, a tight end.
The Rams came into the game.
Down Havenstein and others.
Had somebody suspended, and then somebody got hurt during the game.
And look, that's not Aiden's problem.
It's not.
But when people are like, oh, he had 7.5 the first five, and I'm going, right, but let's look at what makes that up. So it kind of proves your point of like, hey, come back. Face some good players. Right. Show me what you look like.
You do this against the Ravens. You do this against, you know, the Packers and the Chiefs. All right. You get your money, man.
248-539-9797. We'll knock out a few more calls and ticket texts. We got a blitz to get to. Who said it? Lots to do on a Friday, 97.1. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, David, a few of the ticket texts. We'll get to a blitz. Who said it? We got a lot to do, including get rid of the useless stuff in sports. We'll explain. Go ahead, David. What do you got?
He had the same injury in college and bounced back. I am not afraid. Pay him now. I am not signing Hutch.
I don't think it was that severe in college, though. Like, his leg was just gone.
I think the person was saying he had the same injury.
Oh, he had the same.
No, he's saying Hutch.
Okay, I thought you said I had. I apologize.
Yeah, he had the
I
same
apologize
injury.
To everyone.
What's all good?
I am not signing Hutch until he proves it against this upcoming schedule. Other than 6 games against garbage cans, I really haven't seen Hutch be a top edge rusher. That is from Rick.
Boy, you're going to get a lot of Lions fans upset at you. Look out. If you call him anything other than Lawrence Taylor, a big part of this fan base freaks out.
Because it was a bone break and not a joint like a knee, I would still pay him early.
And understand, just if you're joining the show, Ian Rappaport kind of started this conversation by saying the Lions weren't really trying to sign him until he was cleared. Now that he's cleared, they can ratchet conversations up. And I just asked the question, all right, how do you play it? How hard do you pursue? And I've only used the Myles Garrett thing as kind of the gold standard deal that if I was his agent, I would be driving that price to 40 a year. He's the face of the franchise. And look, I know some of you won't care about this, and that's okay, but I'm trying to be factual. There's a profitability to having Hutch on this team. You know, local golden boy from U of M, handsome kid, sells jerseys, commercials and things, face paint, y'all. Like, it matters. So it's another added thing to, also, he's a badass football player. So, yeah, if I'm his agent, yeah, I'm gunning after the Myles Garrett deal. I want 40 a year. Five at 200. You can go ahead and guarantee about $120 of that. Put a ball on that for me.
Terrell at work says, I am not re-signing Hutch until I see him at least a quarter of the season. If we get to 5 or 6 games and he's returned to form, then hand him a blank check.
Does that feel like the compromise everybody would be okay with?
Yeah. If he made it to the bye week after week 7 and he was productive and you wanted to do that, I'm okay. Because he went out there and he's sitting there. I'm sorry, Kenny.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
He's sitting there at 9 sacks at the bye.
9 sacks by week 7? Holy hell, Rico's got him on pace for 25. It's a video game over here.
Okay.
I'm just saying, damn.
You know, if I'm going to pay you to be the top, I expect top production. So I don't think that's, hey, he's not going to say, hey, you know what? I'm getting all $40 million. Show me $40 million's worth. I would expect that out of Myles Garrett. Now, I may not get it, but I'm going to expect it. If I'm going to pay him that amount of money, I'm not cutting you any slack. No, go out there and get me the sacks against the top teams. Because if he has 9 against those teams, he's worth every penny.
I was going to say, that was the point I was going to make, Rico, against those teams. He's not playing a bunch of bums leading into the bye week.
Right.
So if he looks good, he doesn't look out of place, he doesn't look injured anymore, he looks like he can actually be productive, then yes, I think, can we all shake hands and say, all right, bye week contract?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Someone on Ticket Text is saying, I want to beat the Micah Parsons deal, so I would definitely sign him now. It will go up after.
What do you think Parsons is going to get?
Oh.
What? I'm asking.
Well, he's getting more than Garrett, so 42. Look,
I mean, right. See, this is where you just, the guaranteed money's the big thing, but you do get to a point where, like, it's all, yeah, it's all nuts.
Because at some point, somebody's going to make more than Micah Parsons, and somebody's going to make more. Like, you know, imagine where C.J. Stroud is going to be when he's up for a quarter.
Yeah, Will Anderson as rusher.
Right, yeah. Will. Like, everybody is going to, this young guy, wait till he comes up, and he's going to reset the market. So my thing is, if you wait until week 8, okay, I think that's the perfect compromise. You know what you're getting. You know what you're paying for. You're not being – I think signing him this summer and not knowing, man, that's a Lions type of thing to do. It ain't a Rico type of thing to do.
I would agree with Rico if it was anybody but Aiden. Aiden breathes, eats, and sleeps football. He will be just fine. No drop off. Pay him now.
Or is he going to be in the next Doomsday Secret Wars movie? I mean, my God. I guess he's a superhero.
I'm just going to go to Brandon, 97.1. Brandon, how you doing?
Pretty good, gentlemen. How about yourselves?
Good, man. What's up?
So here's my whole conundrum with this whole conversation. If we don't pay that guy, who are we going to put there? A trash can from Redford or something like that? Nothing against Redford. It's a wonderful town.
I like how Redford just took a stray. Oh, man.
Hey, you know what? I'm a downriver guy. You know, I just threw a random town out. Nothing wrong with them. They're great people out there. I didn't mean to like
we
that.
Get, we get it, Brandon. Go ahead.
No, it's not that you're not going to pay him. I think it's when. And I think Rico is like wanting to be a little more pragmatic about it. I'm with you. I just think you got to pay him.
Brandon, he's going to get his money. But if I'm going to give him Myles Garrett money, I need to see Myles Garrett productivity.
Now, unless Brad Holmes can cook and figure out a way to somehow get 2 average defensive ends that obviously got to play a specialty position, which we know that's not going to happen. So, I mean, you got to pay him. I don't want to see it.
So you want to wait? That's
cool.
You actually want to wait?
I would like to wait, but we both know, we all know that we can't do that.
Well, because you can.
You got to pay the man.
See, look, there is a middle ground here, and this is where I think fans get lost, is that it's not either the Lions way or the Bengals way. The Bengals alienate all their own players. Right. They wait so long.
Who this?
They go in the media and trash them. Right. No one is suggesting that. But it's a lot like the Kirby Joseph thing. You know, there are levers you can pull, including the transition tag, where it's like, all right, go shop your deal. I get first right of refusal. I don't have to pay you right now. But they are obsessed with getting their own people signed almost exclusively and doing it really early. Well, the Aiden early is, you get it done this summer. So we'll see.
And for the record, had he played the whole year, I wouldn't have a problem doing it right now. It's just coming off of that injury. That's all I need to see, folks. I'm not anti-Aiden. I'm just, don't tie yourself up and make this man the highest paid defensive end, and you find out, maybe we should have waited.
All right, David, let's have a little fun. I know you got a blitz. It's Memorial Day weekend. The weather is not cooperating, but we press on in the name of summer.
Yes, we do press on, guys. It is Memorial Day weekend. Yes, as you look outside and as you drive up north, it is miserable, but we're still, you're right, Mike, we're going to get through this. Let's talk about some dishes that we could put on the grill. The first one here is wonderful video that we watched earlier, and the guy had a nice recipe, so I decided to put this on my list. It is the beer can chicken.
It's easy. I mean, little over an hour. Any idiot could do it. That includes Kenny. And you can have yourself a high-caliber, quickly grilled delight.
Yes. And make sure you season the beer can like he did.
That was over the top. He was pouring seasoning in the chicken's ass. He had seasoning in the can. I'm like, bro, enough with the seasoning.
And here's the beauty of the beer can chicken, David. For those out there, you could also use different, like, Coke or Dr. Pepper. Gives the chicken a different flavor. Makes it a little sweeter if you want. Yeah, but it's easy to do. You just basically set it and kind of forget it.
It's kindergarten barbecue. That's the way I describe it.
And people will think, oh my God, this is great. Yeah, okay.
You're right. Change up flavor. So let's do that with the next dish. Everyone loves burgers, but let's do it a little bit different. Let's do the pork patty burgers. Instead of the beef, you put the pork patties and you go ahead and put it on a grill.
I'm going to say no.
Isn't that just called sausage?
Yeah,
but it's ground pork. You put it in a patty and grill it.
Listen, there are so many great ways to smoke or barbecue pork. I don't need a patty. I'm going to say no to this.
I'm going to say no as well because I have nothing against, like the turkey burger and the chicken burger. It's not a burger. You want a burger,
go get you have ground the burger, beef. Correct.
There's different types of ground beef, but I need a burger made out of beef. That's it. So I'm going to say no to the breakfast sausage. That's what that is, if you think about it.
Okay, all right. I get you. If you want a little bit healthier, dish here, you could put some steak, have some steak lettuce wraps with a nice peanut sauce.
No. All right, this ain't PF Chang's, dude. No, stop.
I was about to say, are you going full PF Chang's?
No.
Just wanted to see if you were interested in any of this.
No, the answer's no. If I want steak, I'll eat steak. I don't need lettuce cups.
I guess if you're trying to impress somebody as a hors d'oeuvre, you want the steak lettuce wrap horse divorce? There you go.
Okay, well then just go all in here with this dish on this list.
This is your list.
Nope. This is the next one on here because I figured they probably wouldn't like that. So we'll just go with the cowboy steak. With grilled red onion salad.
The cowboy steak with a grilled red onion salad.
You don't like that either?
No. I just said the cowboy steak with a grilled red onion salad.
Yeah, listen, the red onions, whatever. Steak is steak, yes.
Right. Yeah, you can have whatever you want with the steak.
Yeah, but
it's a cowboy steak.
Listen, if you have a bigger cut of meat too, you can also put that on the smoker, running it like 200. You can reverse sear it, use the smoker.
Right.
And then sear it off on the grill. You can do everything outside. Yeah, no, I'm all about it. I would need to see what's in this red onion.
I've never
tomatoes,
had the red onions.
Cucumbers, red onions,
The cowboy steak.
None of the stuff you like, Mike.
I mean, the cowboy steak to me. You're,
watch your mouth. I'm just telling you. Don't give me this Doug Karsh crap where you're anti-red meat.
You're paying for the bone. That's it.
Okay, fair. I'll accept the slander. I just
I would rather, you know, just, you know what? Give me the cut of meat and you can keep the bone.
Okay.
I mean, unless you want to look like Fred Flintstone out there. I mean, it looks cool.
For the bone. Got
Rico,
you.
Rico has a lot of problems and you're going to hear them all.
I'll keep it simple with this one since you didn't like the pork patty burgers. Something simple. And Rico, you've made some great ones. Smash burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Keep it simple.
With ground beef.
Correct.
Right. I mean, with ground beef, I mean, it's like life-changing. Yeah, I was just like, wow. And it's quick. It's easy. Yeah. Smash burgers, A+.
So this one is a take off something that they do at Mickey D's. They do that that rib sandwich thingy that they do. Ugh. This one is a homemade Mac Daddy Moro barbecue boneless rib burger.
Okay, I'm leaving. No.
Wait, I think this is, if I'm correct, David, you cook the rib and it's so tender you just the bone.
Slide the bone out. Yeah. Yes, correct.
Kenny, you know, I let him say it. I let him say it.
Up next, how David had his fifth child.
No, that's not how he had it.
Oh,
it stayed in.
Yeah, he kept the bone in. Got it. David was sharing that cowboy steak with everybody.
All righty then. Okay.
I don't know. Is that something that you would do?
No. If I want ribs, I'll eat ribs. I just don't need things like that. No, I'm out.
Would you prefer the barbecue beef shank?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fantastic.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, those are fantastic. Look, barbecue beef is slept on. Everyone does pulled pork. Everyone loves brisket. You just get a good, you can get a chuck roast or you can get the shanks. You can do pulled beef. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. And it's cheap. It's easy. It's a crowd pleaser. That Dr. Pepper you brought up earlier, yeah. You can use that as your braising liquid after you smoke it. It's really, really good, man.
See, I like the chuck roast for the poor man's burnt
yeah.
ends.
Yeah. So instead of saucing them at the end, just keep cooking them covered with a little braising liquid, and you can go shredded beef if you want. Yeah, if you want the burnt end style, different. Then you gotta.
But the shredded, yeah.
But it's great, David. Yeah.
Or you can try this if you want some chicken wings. You can do the grilled Cajun lemon pepper chicken wings.
In 100%, any smoked wing.
Yes.
In.
Yes.
It's a different taste. If you, yeah,
it's fantastic.
So this one, you can really do any flavoring you want. You can switch it up with yep. anything.
No
you
matter,
want.
Yeah, but just smoking it, it's going to take a little bit longer, but it's worth the wait because it's the smoked flavor. Oh, and the chicken,
it's delicious. Oh, my goodness. Like I've got a peach honey porter rub from a company that makes it. You hit the wings with that, and when they come out of the smoker, light, tight. Don't go crazy. Little drizzle of hot honey when you toss them in the bowl. Crowd pleaser.
As is always funny because I think people think we constantly talk sports to each other. It's like, and we're actually sharing recipes like, hey, have you tried this?
After doing this show with you on a daily basis, the last thing I want to do is talk to you about sports.
I mean, it just always amazes me. Like,
I'd rather hear about the effing weather from you than a sports take. No. Hey, Mike, did you just see the Dodger game? Click. I'll talk to you Monday.
Have you seen the Tigers?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Now, this next one, I gave a preview to Kenny earlier, and I want to switch up the way you do this one. The original recipe is the... Not at all. Not at all. The original recipe is called the Crunchy Lemonade Drumstick. So what you're doing is you're marinating the drumstick in a lemon buttermilk marinade for 4 hours. Now, this one says you can bread it and bake them, but you can then just put it on the grill. Marinate it in that and then just put it on the grill
or
smoke
it. Basically leave it in lemonade?
Lemonade, buttermilk, marinade, yes.
I mean,
can't be bad.
I was about to say, yeah, I would try
any good
it.
Fried chicken starts with buttermilk, right?
Correct, correct.
I can't be bad. It's some form of brining the chicken and tenderizing it. Yeah, I can roll with it.
Okay, yeah.
It wouldn't be first on my list.
Not mine either, no, but I wanted to kind of give a different option.
But you know what? On a cold day like this, this is when you experiment.
Yeah. This, honestly, here, happy Memorial Day, everybody. It's called Over the Top Chili. It's chili season. It's 48 degrees outside. You ever do the Over the Top Chili?
Were you telling me about that? Yeah, I think you were. Yeah.
It's really good, man.
Mike just sits here and we sit there and it's like, man, too bad we can't do this at 2 o'clock. But yes.
That actually was one of the things on the list. They put that on the list.
The over-the-top chili?
Yes, and then they also put beef.
Whatever meat you're going to use, you can use chuck roast, you can use ground beef. You put it up top in the smoker, and then you take your Dutch oven underneath with your veggies and tomato base or whatever your chili base is. So you're smoking the meat over the chili contents. And then once the meat is smoked, you break it up, you throw it in that, cover it, and keep smoking for a couple hours. And everything's done right there. And you get some of the flavor of the meat in there, too. It's great.
Maybe that's what we'll do this weekend.
I got him. I reeled him in, David. He was quitting on Memorial Day. Now he's back.
And then I'll close it out with this one. This is just
real. Any more simple free previews for anybody?
No free previews. This is a simple recipe for anyone.
Where'd you get this music?
It's so bad.
If you just like grilled chicken, you could do the spicy coconut grilled chicken.
No, that's a Doug Karsh. Get that out of here.
Some people like that. So.
I don't eat red meat.
Get out.
Now he's probably trying to grill a turkey and kale.
No, just move. Give me a different one. You can't end on that.
Okay.
That's terrible.
I think I am going to end on that.
Okay, then.
It's going to be.
No St. Louis ribs, no nothing.
None of that.
No
on
brisket.
Here. No.
No burnt ends.
No.
I mean, what kind of list is this?
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
At least they had smash burgers, though.
That is your Memorial Day food blitz.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.